Dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Hey, Walmart suppliers. Okay, so by now I know you've seen the announcement, and I hope it's had a little time to sink in. Walmart is making updates to its on-time in-full expectations. Yeah, just in time for the holidays. Also, if you read the announcement, there were some new items about 2021. So what we're going to do is we're going to unpack it. We're going to explain it today with our good friend, Mr. Greg Forbus from RJW. He's going to join us next, so please stick around.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. The 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Greg Forbus is SVP of Strategy and Business Development at RJW, and he is joining us back again on the show. Greg, great to talk with you again, sir.
Hey, good to talk to you too, Jared.
Hey, let's unpack this a little bit. We're going to start off with Walmart's big announcement that dropped recently. What exactly is going to happen on September 15th?
Yeah, so on September 15th, you know, Walmart announced last week that they're going to be really increasing their requirements for OTIF, or their on-time and in-full program. On-time is going to move to right at 98% for prepaid and collect ready. But for prepaid, now full truckload and less than truckload are now the same. So it's going to make less than truckload suppliers kind of think differently about how they service Walmart today. In full, for general merchandise, health and wellness, food and consumables, again, all looks the same. It's going to be set at 98%. And again, that's all effective for any MABDs after, or must arrive by dates after September the 15th. And you have the potential now for, you still have had the potential in the past, I guess, for 3% of cost of goods penalties for any of those non-compliant cases or units for e-commerce.
Hey, Greg, you've had a lot of experience with Walmart and kind of on both sides of the coin. So what do you see as that potential short-term or long-term effect of these new requirements on suppliers? And for that matter, you know, also on the 3PLs?
You know, I think, you know, first of all, really short-term, if I'm a less-than-truckload supplier shipping into Walmart, I'm going to kind of quickly evaluate many things. Even if I'm a full truckload, I'm going to look at the same thing, but I'm going to look at, you know, what's my past performance? What's that gap to really get me to 98%? Can I be on time at 98%? Am I with the right providers? And do those providers really give me the transparency that I need to really perform at such high levels? I think they're going to look the same way at their fill rates. They're going to look at their supply chain solution and say, is it meeting my needs? Do I have visibility into my inventory? Do I have good fill rates? Do I have the on hand at the right places and the right location, really, in order to react quickly to what Walmart's needs are day in and day out, and really help reduce my complexity of my supply chain as much as possible? And I think they've also got to look upstream, Jared. They've got to go back and look at their manufacturing. What are my raw material needs? And really, in order to continue to meet the demand that's coming at them. Longer term, suppliers, carriers, 3PLs, they're going to make the necessary adjustments they need to hit the 98%. You know, as Walmart talks about really raising the standards, this kind of puts them on par, or if not really, maybe a little bit above some of the other retailers already in this space today.
Well, do you expect that there's going to be a shift from prepaid to collect with all these changes?
You know, with prepaid, you control your own destiny. You control the carriers you use. You control the 3PL providers that are part of your network. You control where your inventory is, and it's, and so on and so on. With Collect, it's got a lot more challenges really facing it today. And carrier supply, you know, really the number of trucks and drivers on the road compared to demand is probably tighter than I've seen it in really the last 3 years. It's really right above where we were 2017 going into 2018. And so things are going to get a little bit worse probably before they get better. And so I think really before the pandemic hit, a lot of the collect suppliers, you had opportunities with missed pickups here and there. You had some dock congestion, you're really poor on time. All of that really impacts ultimately in stocks at the shelf. And then you think about e-commerce and stores combining, there's going to be even more movement of goods through that supply chain this coming year. So to fulfill those orders, you need really high in stocks. And so I think, again, you got to think back to what's the best mode for me. And really, before you switch to collect, yes, you get absolved of sort of the on time, but you still have requirements. So you have to make sure your purchase orders are routed and available for pickup on that carrier pickup date. But at the same time, you're going to have to think about what are those additional roles that my team's going to have to take on. So now I'm routing purchase orders. I wasn't routing purchase orders before. Got to make sure I've got product ready. What do I do if there's a carrier missed pickup? What are the communication channels I need to do to make sure Walmart understands exactly where I'm at? Do I have the right amount of inventory in the right place so that now I've got extended lead times potentially? I might have fewer review days from an inventory perspective. I think the other thing is talk to existing suppliers that are already doing collect today. What are their challenges? What are they doing to overcome it? But when you kind of step back, if you're moving into this new world, new OTIF requirements, do you really want to make sure you control your own destiny? And prepaid's the way to really handle that.
So the September 15th OTIF changes, they were part of the big announcement that we saw last week. We also have changes that are coming in 2021. So what were your thoughts on what Walmart's going to be rolling out first quarter of next year?
You know, Walmart rolled out this Supplier Quality Excellence Program, or SQEP, so a new acronym to remember.
We love the acronyms.
Exactly. You know, and it's really, you think about it, the end-to-end supply chain. How do you get product from one spot to the next? And it's really focused around PO, item accuracy. You've got advanced shipment notifications. They're going to go full forward with that from around ASNs. You've got consistent barcodes and labeling on cases, load quality, label quality, and packaging, and eventually scheduling and transportation come in from that perspective. But, you know, being part of Walmart supply chain for so many years, we always had discussions about how do we go from, you know, really from the supplier, from that order all the way through the supply chain as quickly as possible, and then ultimately back door of the store right to the shelf for the customer. And so delays are expensive, and they cause slowdowns in the process and just ultimately slow down that product getting to the stores. And you think about a carrier that misses an appointment by an hour or 2 hours. Now they've got to work them in, or they miss it by a day. They've got to work that carrier in. They open the back of that trailer, and now you've got a shifted load, or you've got damaged merchandise due to really improper loading or packaging. And then couple that with the wrong product at the wrong time. All that impacts what goes on at the store, on the in-stocks and on shelf. And so really, when you think about Walmart really continuing to grow e-commerce and online grocery, all those steps are necessary to make merchandise flow through the supply chain as fast as it can and get to me ultimately to the end consumer quickly.
Now, with the new OTIF expectations and SQEP not far away, what should that supplier be looking for in partners like RJW to ensure that they're really set up to meet all the new requirements?
You know, for us, Jerry, we really think about supplying Walmart from a supplier's perspective. You know, we think about how can suppliers ensure their goods are on the shelf consistently? What are those steps that they need to take to make sure they've got a very fluid supply chain, they've got good visibility throughout the process, and their inventory control is as high as it can be to really accomplish those things. Now, we accomplish that by offering a multi-day review schedule. So more frequent, smaller orders to really keep that merchandise pipeline full and merchandise flowing directly through the regional DC onto the store and onto the consumer. We also do it by having a single location. So now you can reduce the amount of inventory you need to carry. You can reduce your complexity in your supply chain as much as possible. Be quick to react to those retailers' needs. And at the end of the day, the associates or the employees that are picking your order, loading your truck, and making the deliver for you work for RJW because we own our own assets. Our people are ours. And so they've got a pride in an accomplishment in the work they're doing to make sure they're delivering a quality product and service to you every time, time in and time out, when they walk into the warehouse or climb into the cab of that truck.
And if you want to know more about RJW services, all you have to do is go out to the link that I've got in our podcast description. We'll take you right to the website, and you can see more of what Greg was talking about today and how they can help you get set for all the new expectations. Walmart's rolling out September 15th and the beginning of next year. Greg, it is always great to get your insight. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
Thank you, Joe, for having me.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.